Secretary General of Lebanon's resistance movement having warned that Hezbollah could strike anywhere in Israel with precision rockets.
In 2006, the resistance was already in possession of missiles capable of targeting Tel Aviv. Now Hezbollah possesses enough precision rockets in case of a potential war. We will strike wherever we deem necessary.
Sayed Hassan Nasrallah added that the resistance movement could respond to Israeli strikes in Syria with a strike on Tel Aviv. Nasrallah said any Israeli attack inside Lebanese territory will be viewed as a declaration of war, and in that case, Israel would be a battlefield. He warned that Hezbollah will respond should Israel kill any members of the resistance movement. He stressed that Tel Aviv has grown frustrated with Hezbollah's achievements in manufacturing long-range missiles. He also reaffirmed the movement's unflinching support for the Lebanese army. Press TV's Mariam Saleh says the Lebanese resistance movement's warning comes in response to Israel's psychological war against Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, the resistance, will respond in case of any aggression, but what is new is that he said the resistance does not need these tunnels in order for it to be able to invade the Galilee. And if they do, if the Israelis do, in some case, which, and he said, will be an idiocy, will be something that they will regret, because the response will be big to the extent that it is something that they would not have predicted in any way. And he always spoke about the precision rockets, and he spoke about how Netanyahu began his campaign at the UN Security Council, saying that Hezbollah has precision rockets, and just by saying a joke, Sayyid Nasrallah said that told the Israelis that it is good for you that we have precision rockets, so that way we know exactly what target we're going to hit. So this comes in line with, I think, the psychological warfare, the reciprocal psychological warfare that usually comes from the words of Hezbollah Secretary General.